And here's our regular segment of every Thursday, Culture and Art. Daniel Barenboim will receive a distinction for his commitment to peace. That's the first story we're sharing on this segment. The Argentine-Israeli conductor will receive the Konrad Adenauer Prize in Cologne, Germany. Recognition of the musician's commitment to peace. The city's mayor, Henriette Recke, announced the award and said, "Barenboim has found in music a binding element that brings people together from different cultures and from different parts of the world." The award, which is given every 2 years and thus reaches its 9th edition this time, recognizes the work of Barenboim at the West Eastern Divan Orchestra that is integrated by young Israeli and Arab musicians. It was founded in 1999 by the Argentine conductor together with the late Palestinian intellectual Edward Said. The result has been a success, both from a musical point of view as well as its political message. This is the justification of the board of the prize to give Barenboim the award. The artist launched last July in Buenos Aires the 5th edition of the Barenboim Festival, which was a massive success, and this year carried the slogan "Music and Thought." The West Eastern Divan came to the festival in BA last, I think it was July or June, I think it was July, and it was a massive success. Loads of people showed up to see the maestro leading his world-famous orchestra. The award will be presented on October 19 in Cologne, in the city where Adenauer served as mayor between 1917 and 1933, and again after the defeat of Nazism in 1945. Then he would go on to be elected the first chancellor of the Federal Republic of Germany in 1949, a position that he held until 1963. But this is mainly about Barenboim, who's going to take the Adenauer Prize, and let's hear a little bit of his voice making some statements.
A la orquesta se refiere muy a menudo como una orquesta para la paz. Es un término muy halagador, pero lamentablemente no es verdad. La paz necesita muchas otras cosas, además de una orquesta. La orquesta también, pero muchas otras cosas.
Barenboim says in those statements that the orchestra that he leads is often called the Orchestra of Peace or the Peace Orchestra. And then he says, peace needs many other things rather than an orchestra. It also needs an orchestra, but it needs first other things. And there's good news for museum lovers in Buenos Aires. The city is recovering a museum. The Oriental Art Museum of Buenos Aires reopens its doors after 18 years. It is located in the neighborhood of Palermo. It is housed in the Errázuriz Palace, where another museum functions. The Decorative Art Museum of Argentina is housed in this lovely building that is more than 100 years old, and it used to belong to the Errázuriz family, a wealthy land-owning family of the turn of the century. Then the building became public and it started housing a museum, two of them, the Decorative Arts and the Oriental Art, that had been closed for 18 years because the authorities had been listing all of the items that are stored there. The Oriental Art Museum opened 54 years ago, and it has a collection of about 3,000 pieces. One can find there examples of the art of China, Japan, Korea, India, Egypt, Turkey, Armenia, the ancient Persian Empire, Tibet, Indonesia, Malaysia, and even Thailand. And the British documentary about Diego Maradona was released. It was made by filmmaker Asif Kapadia, who said, on the occasion of the release of his work, that what Maradona did playing for Napoli in Italy will hardly be repeated in the history of football. This is what he said when supporting the release of the film here in Buenos Aires. The documentary is called Diego Maradona, and it will be available on the screen of On Direct TV Argentina from October the 2nd. Football stars, said the director, look nowadays what teams to join. They always look for the teams with the best chances of winning a Champions League, of winning a national tournament, a Liga, a Premier League, a Scudetto. But when Maradona arrived in Napoli in the early 1980s, this was a team that was on the verge of relegation, of losing the category. And it was also the poorest team in Italy's league. At the time, the Italians had the best and more powerful and wealthier and wealthiest of the leagues, of the professional football leagues. But Maradona joined a poor team in that context, and leading that team, he won two championships, a European League and an Italian Cup. And all of this while he was a big star, the leader of Argentina's national team in the mid-1980s, a leadership that took him to win the World Cup in Mexico in 1986, and then reaching the final again 4 years later in Italy, a final that Argentina lost to Germany by 1-0, only because of a penalty kick sanctioned at the very last moment of the game. Well, Maradona achieved all of these things. There is a biography in which he tells how during the years prior to the World Cup in Mexico, 1986, he would play for Napoli during the weekend, and on Sunday evening he would catch a plane from Rome to Buenos Aires, and Monday morning he'd be here in Argentina training with the national team. That's the measure of his commitment to the national team back then, while also having success and being very focused and being very into his playing with the Italians, you know, with Napoli. Let's listen to a little bit of the trailer of this documentary.
Cuando vos entras a la cancha, se va la vida, se va todo.
Diego nació en un lugar muy difícil, la parte más pobre de la ciudad capital.
A mí la pelota era el juguete más lindo que había. Esa era mi salvación.
Well, that's a little bit of the trailer of this film, of this documentary about Diego Maradona, directed by Asif Kapadia and named Diego Maradona.
No daría un paso.
Fu una caduta senza precedenti.
Yo quiero ser simplemente Maradona.
Fútbol es el juego del engaño.
No podía hacer nada contra el Camor.
That's the time when everything starts to go wrong.
Noté que no era Diego. Más y más. Era Maradona.